Disconnecting from my sexual feelings. Why does anxiety cause you to disconnect from even feeling sexually aroused? I don't even feel aroused, although I find my spouse very attractive, sexy, and I'd like to be aroused. I seem to need a lot of adrenaline and risk to be able to feel, to let go, to enjoy sex. So I think a lot of times sexual arousal has a lot to do with the ability not just to find someone attractive, but an ability to feel safe, but also an ability to release, an ability to let go, an ability to be comfortable with yourself. I think probably one of the number one reasons, as we'd mentioned earlier today, is the fact that sometimes in this process we get more into to try to fix the marriage, into trying to perform. And if our sexuality or if our being sexual has anything to do with performing, then we put more pressure on ourselves. And when we begin to put pressure on ourselves, the anxiety goes up, and performance anxiety then in turn makes it about something very different. It becomes about pleasing our mate, not about enjoying them. And eventually arousal difficulties begin to occur. How is being an adult child, number two, the same question, of an alcoholic parent related to not being able to be sexually healthy? And the problem with an adult child of an alcoholic is just to survive in that sort of family. One, you learn to do relationship by number, like paint by number. And instead of just being able to be honest and real and authentic and just loose and feel comfortable being accepted okay as is, good enough just the way you are, for that particular person, what begins to occur over time, they learn to just play a role. Well, playing a role has nothing to do with authenticity and about being real. And so at that point, they lose that ability to learn how to fully connect. And so that makes it, that's why it becomes so difficult. The second thing for an adult child of an alcoholic is the fact that that being in control and managing kind of crazy situations becomes the MO, the primary way you live life. Being sexual, being connected with your mate is about a willingness to abandon control and a release, allowing someone to fully know you. But if your primary way of living life is by trying to control, then you can see how it becomes or difficult then in being able to be connected and free and loose, simply because you've always been too tightly controlled, or you've always had to tightly control things to be okay. Number three of that question. Why do experts say adult children of addicts present similar sexual dysfunctions as men who have controlling, sexually rigid mothers who invalidate their husband in front of their sons? What's the connection? Well, as I just mentioned in the previous answer, for the adult child of the alcoholic, having to control the situation and having to, manage life to keep everything from going chaotic and going into space is really necessary. And the second thing is, it's not okay to be authentic and to be a person. Instead, you've got to play the role and fit in. If you don't play the role as an adult child of an addict, then what's going to happen is you're going to get criticized and put down. For the person who has a very rigid mother who invalidate their husbands or emasculate men in front of their sons, that person learns that you sure as heck better not do the wrong thing, or mama's going to come after you and she's scary. And two, you can't be authentic and real. In fact, it's really not okay to be a man at all in some ways, because you're going to get into trouble. So you learn, again, that whole performance anxiety. You kind of learn to perform and play the role and try to keep everything safe and try to live within the rules. And if they're already rigid and invalidating, then the fact is the only way to avoid getting into trouble is to play by the rules. So you become just like the person that's an adult child of an alcoholic, somebody who lives life by trying to do the right thing. It becomes requirement-based and performance-based. And for that reason, they're going to have trouble with that whole performance, all the sexual dysfunction associated with performance anxiety. Last but not least, on this same question, number four, how do I identify what my sexual dysfunction is. I'm not shy. I don't feel sex is dirty. I want to enjoy it. I'll try to do anything, but I can't feel initial arousal, let alone pleasure of sex. I can't have an orgasm. I have no sensation. But I did when we first met. So one of the things that happens is our belief systems shift. And now this may sound strange, but my reasons for being sexual outside of marriage and what I believe about sex outside of marriage typically differ from, you know, or our reasons for that differ for our reasons for being sexual inside of marriage. The role that I, or that people believe they are supposed, or their beliefs about sex and the role of sex outside of marriage and what they're to be about is very different than their belief system about what the role of a husband or a wife is inside of marriage. Typically, on the outside of marriage, people's reasons for being sexual are far more about seeking their own personal gratification, their own pleasure, their fun, excitement, those things. It's not nearly as much as, well, that. Inside of marriage, as a husband or wife, oftentimes people go into marriage with the belief that they now have more of a responsibility sexually and that now they're responsible for trying to please their mate. And so in that, if you begin to believe that your role as a sexual partner is ultimately to please your mate, to be good, whatever, or you do it because you're supposed to do it for your mate, the level of arousal and excitement you're going to get from that is, I guess, much less. Even more, if it becomes more about an obligation or about a pleasing, at that point, just because it's based in pleasing, it becomes more about performance. It's no longer about just an enjoyment. Now it's a performance. And again, once we get into performance, then how are we doing? We get into what's called spectating. We're always observing ourselves, seeing how we're going. And it's not just about a very simple letting go, enjoying myself. And once that performance anxiety gets in there, I'm not really just releasing and seeking my own pleasure, enjoying my mate, whatever. I'm taking so much responsibility for my mate, which then puts the pressure, which then in turn causes the lack of arousal. And it can even get to the point to where it's not even fun. I mean, why do you want to have sex like that? So that's one of the reasons people frequently can do very well outside of marriage, but inside of marriage, because their belief system shifts. I mean, what it's about to them is different. Therefore, they don't enjoy it nearly as much. So I hope that helps. And let's go on to the next question.